And so now that you're able to play the pentatonic in different keys, you're going to get the minor pentatonic scale fingering sheet, which is not written in tab. It's a graphic representation. If you look at the second diagram, the first fretboard at the top, the second diagram, the one on the right, that's what you just basically did. Okay. Right? And these yellow dots mark whatever root you happen to be on. So if, let's say if you go back to the key of A, which is fifth string, sixth string, fifth fret, and if you look at the diagram, that's where your yellow dot is, and then you do 1 and 4 just like you did, and then 1 and 3 just like you did. But now everything's represented like that, and there's no key written, meaning just like you just learned, you can slide this to any fret. By the way, we didn't do sharps or flats in your little analysis on the sixth string, but sharp means go up and flat means go down. So if it was the key of A sharp, you know where A is, which is fifth fret, sixth string. A sharp, you just simply go up a fret.
Which is this way?
Nope, it's towards your other hand. Yep, up towards your other hand. So up in pitch, that is.
Okay.
And you can hear that sounds higher than the A itself, right? So go up one fret. Yeah, and then if you're ever sitting in, literally you can go to a jam session and not even know the song, and someone says, key of A sharp, do the guitar solo when it comes, you can do it, And that's the fun of it. So go and do A sharp, one fret up from A, and then play your pattern, 1 and 4. And that's why this doesn't really say anything about key. It doesn't say anything about fingers or anything like that, because it's movable.
Okay.
Let's do the example of A flat. Flat means down, and it's away from the other hand. Yep. So you're at fourth fret, and you would just start there and play your scale.
So go.
1 and 4. So
one.
Finger one and then four. Yes. Awesome job. In time, I will show you how these other patterns connect to the first pattern. There's 5 patterns. So this is the good news. There's only 5 patterns. And this is like 90% of what guitarists use to make solos. And you already know one of them.
Right.
You're like 20% of like a pro guitar.
Right.
Well, not quite. There's other elements. But in general, you can smoke out on just 5 positions, and it's really great.
Right.
And so now you got one position, and you can play it in any key. You're off to a fantastic start, which is great. And reiterating what we did, we did it in a rhythmic context where you're now not just playing random notes over random chords. You're being conscious of when the beats are, when the bars are.